Good morning, 8:11 here on the Mighty 690, and it's a Monday, and that means we get to talk with Charles Skank here on our Ask the Experts segment. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, James. Thank you.
Good to have you in. So what is the verse of the day?
Matthew chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew chapter 5, 15 and 16.
All right. Thank you for that, Charles. And so we had beautiful weather this weekend. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was great. It was very enjoyable. Love the weather, just the downtime and getting recharged to face another week.
Yeah, that's great. And I know last week we were talking about your daughter being in Israel. How is she doing now? Is she back in the States yet?
She landed this morning in New York.
Oh, great.
And she's heading to Chicago.
Okay.
And then she's going to be flying into Tulsa, arriving about 4 p.m. today.
Oh, my gosh.
So
she's going to have some jet lag.
She is. She is. She took off. Oh, she's going to have like 24 hours of traveling time all told. So. But she got some sleep on the airplane, and it was like a 12-hour flight, so she got some sleep. And
it's always confusing when you're coming back. Going to the east, it seems like it's sort of okay, but on the back, as you're kind of going back through the time zones and everything, it can be really confusing. I know, just have the little international travel that I've done.
You're right. It can be. What about your weekend?
Yeah, no, it was good. I went to Wichita. I just got a little more car work done, got to see the folks and everything, and got to go to New Way over there in Wichita. So that's always good.
Go where?
New Way. It's a it is a Wichita kind of institution.
Okay.
Their motto is "Crumbly is better." So they've been around like close to 85 years now, but it's kind of crumbly meat on a hamburger. Think of Sloppy Joe, but without all the sauce and everything.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's a real special.
I'll have to try that sometime.
Yeah, next time you're in Wichita, give it a shot. It's great. So what's your week ahead looking like, Charles?
So
what's
we're
on
just
your mind?
Continuing to help people. And one thing that I've been seeing lately more frequently, and as we get closer to the end of the year, there's a lot of people that intend to quit work, retire, leave employment by the end of the year, by January the 1st. And so we've been talking to people that are in that situation, and they come in and it's a whole new chapter of their life. And for the past 30, 40 plus years, they've been working. They've been punching a clock. This is their life. This is what they've been doing. And the thought of not doing that any longer is pretty daunting.
Oh, sure. I mean, I can only imagine. I mean, that is a huge change in someone's life. And, you know, obviously you help people with this kind of transition. So what are some of the steps, you know, someone saying, hey, I am going to be retiring by the end of the year. What are kind of the pre-planning and then the action steps you can take to get across the finish line?
So there's the two biggest questions on people's mind is what will my income be and what are my healthcare options? Those are the two biggest questions. And so we help people, if they haven't created one, we can help create a Social Security account online and help them look at what their Social Security check is projected to be. And full retirement at age is around 66 and 4 months. It moves around a little bit depending on your age. But we help them say, okay, if you start taking Social Security now, it's going to be this much. If you wait, it's going to be this much. And let people weigh the options as far as what makes the most sense. And I know some people can be sort of biased, like I want to get the maximum that I can. But it's all sort of mapped out where if you take it now or you take it later, you're going to get the same amount. Because if you wait till later, you have less months to enjoy it because, you know, you're putting it off that much longer. And also if you happen to die down the road, even short term, there's no death benefit for Social Security. I think more than $200, no more than $200.
Okay. Wow, yeah.
Right. And so if you die, the payments die as well. And so sometimes there's a benefit of starting those payments early and not waiting just to get the very last dime that you can.
And sure, well, say if someone, for whatever reason, wants to do early retirement, is there anything that changes in that? If they're going to retire, say, like 62, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So they can start Social Security at 62, and there are times when that's advisable. You just need to know, I mean, if some people say, oh, you wouldn't want to start at 62. Well, if your job situation is such that maybe your health limits what you can do, if, you know, you need to spend time with your family, if your spouse is needing you to be there, and that income would help make that possible, then it's logical to start Social Security at 62. And so you just have to weigh that out. And once again, if you start it then, you have that many more years to draw it than if you wait till later on.
Sure. And then another question I have, well, say if someone's retired, but then maybe something happens and they're actually kind of called back into the workforce. Because I actually have some neighbors who, you know, they retired, but the refinery needed some of the, they were really struggling to bring in, and they needed some more people who knew the plant and everything. And so they actually brought people back into the workforce. What about that when you've actually gone ahead and done this whole retirement thing, but then you go back to work?
That's a good question. So under age 66 and so many months, depending on your age, there's going to be a penalty if you're taking Social Security and you're getting wages. And so you have to weigh that out. But what I tell people is that have been on the job for a lot of years and are looking at retiring, they have a lot of knowledge. They have a lot of wisdom. And they need to maximize that. And maybe they were making X amount of dollars an hour before, and their employer wants them to come back on a, you know, basis to help out. They need to ask a premium for that.
Sure.
Because the employer's coming to them. And so I encourage them to hold out for a higher price, less hours. You know, they can have the best of both worlds, some extra income, to be with their coworkers and be at the workplace and be valued for what they can, for their knowledge, but also not to be taken advantage of.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely, because they really have a lot of bargaining power, if you will.
They do. They do. If they're in that situation. And we help people evaluate how much they can make without being penalized. It's around $20,000 a year. We can help look at maybe stopping their Social Security check if they were to go back to work, you know, and then after they're 66, there's no penalty.
Sure. And, I say if you were in someone's shoes of, okay, we're here November 7th, I'm eyeing the end of the year for kind of a retirement date. What are some of the steps that, you would start taking now to kind of prep for that?
So the next option we would look at is their health care. And if they're over 65, we would look at their health care, their Medicare options. If they're under 65, and there's a lot of people that continue to work because they're not on Medicare yet, and the health care options seem a little scary. And so we help them evaluate what their under 65 health care options are. There's ACA, there's health sharing options, there's different things that they can go to. There's even COBRA, which many times isn't the most efficient coverage, but sometimes that makes sense. And so we help them look at their under 65 options. If they're under 65, we look at their over 65, their Medicare options. We help them create a Social Security account, like I mentioned. We can start Part B, Part A and B. We can apply for Medicare right from that portal as well. And so I would advise them to come in, set an appointment. And this applies to people who are definitely going to retire, or if you're kicking the tires, kicking the option around and trying to see if it's right for you. Come in, set an appointment. We'll look at the procedure, look at the cost, and show you the way. And then you can choose to or not.
Sure. No, it's always good to gather information and ideally make this transition as smooth as possible. And so that you still have coverage of benefits and all that sort of thing as you transition from employment to, you know, retiring. And now, as far as most company benefits, I assume that those kind of have a pretty hard cutoff then once you're actually, you know, out the door.
Yeah. The healthcare generally ends at the end of the month. Some employers, it ends when you leave. So if you leave on the 7th of December or the 15th, it ends on the 15th. Many times it goes to the end of the month. It just depends on the employer. But we look at that as well. And our goal is to never have a gap. So when their employer coverage is going to end, wherever that is, we help their retirement health care to start at the same day.
What else should we know about this transition going from being an employee to being a retiree?
It's a good time to step back and look at all of your insurance coverage because a lot of this stuff has been on autopilot for years and it tends to go up in price. You tend not to think about it. It's something you don't really want to have to mess with. If you've got a 40-hour a week job and if you're, you know, trying to live your life, but it's a good idea to step back and look at all that you're spending on insurance, because every dollar that you can save on insurance is another dollar that you can enjoy in retirement. And you can use that for travel, for, you know, just being able to have the freedom to not have to rely on that paycheck anymore. And so we try to help that retirement income stretch out as long as it can, as far as it can go.
Especially if some of this stuff has been being auto taken out of your paycheck every month, you know, you see your pay stub and you're like, oh, okay, I look at this bottom line and away we go. You know, you can kind of ignore those sometimes for years.
Yeah. One thing what we found that surprised people is if they look at maybe they're on CAPERS and they look at their CAPERS check, their Social Security check, and they add those up. And many times it's either at, sometimes even above what their current paycheck is. And so people get a pleasant surprise sometimes when they look at what their retirement income is and they haven't really added it up yet. And they're pleasantly surprised that they're going to be better off in retirement than what they maybe predicted.
And what is CAPERS for those of you who
don't know? It's for employees that are school employees of Kansas, like public schools, cities, counties, any kind of Kansas employee,
okay.
Government entity is their retirement plan.
Gotcha.
And so we help people look at their CAPERS retirement options. There's one where they can take 100% payment for the retiree, or maybe they can take a payment for them and their spouse. There's about four different options, and we help the retiree weigh those options out.
All good information. Charles, why don't we take a quick break and return right after this with more of our chat here on Ask the Experts. How's that sound?
Thank you, James.
Okay, we'll be right back with more here on the Mighty 690. Back here on Ask the Experts on the Mighty 690 with Charles Skank. And Charles, say I'm in the position of I'm about to retire. I am unsure kind of what to do. I don't know what my next step is. Can you help me? What do I do? Do I need to call the office? Tell me exactly, you know, what I should do.
Call our office, 620-331-8800, and we will sit down with you, look at all your options, and help you make sense of the road ahead and help you envision what the next chapter of your life is going to be. And we'll help you get your health care in place, look at what your income is going to be, and help the money that you've saved, help that to be able to last as long as you last and have the best retirement possible.
And I think this is good because a lot of people need someone to kind of walk them through it. Because in the past, you know, if you had questions about this, you just go to your HR director at work. But all of a sudden, unless you have folks like you have to be your own HR director, and that's a lot of work.
It is. And that's our full-time job. That's what we do, is help people at this stage in life.
No, that's wonderful. So if people are needing that help, if they're unsure, if they don't know what that next step is, how do they find you? Where do we reach you?
So we're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from Waters Value Hardware. It used to be Newton's True Value. And we're there from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. We also have locations in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan. We just welcome our listeners as they draw closer to retirement. As you're on Medicare, people that are already in retirement on Medicare, looking at their options, we're reviewing those now. Call our office, get on our calendar, and we can get that set up. Also, we have our newsletter. It went out, but anybody that signs up, we'll send them a copy of the most recent newsletter. Just text your name and email to 620-331-8800.
And can you believe that we are a month away from December 7th? I mean...
No, December 7th is a month away.
Yeah,
that's right.
Wild. I just noticed that.
Wow.
So a reminder, get 30 it on
days.
The calendar.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, Charles, anything else we need to know?
No.
All right.
Thanks a lot, James. Have a great day.
All right. I really appreciate it, Charles, and I look forward to Friday.
Thank you.
Charles Skank here on Ask the Experts here on the Mighty 690, and we'll be right back right after this.